You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
Greetings, Pod people. This is Noel Gross. I write a column for DVD Talk called Cineschlockerama. And if you know that already, then you are a Cineschlocker, and I am most grateful for that. I thought, after listening to Paris Hilton, I figured maybe I ought to try this podcasting thing. And to do that, I'm going to tell you about a flick that's very close to my heart called Mako Jaws of Death. It's just recently available on DVD, in a very sad, sad DVD, but you can read more about that in my column. But let me tell you about my trip to Orlando, Florida, for Fangoria's Weekend of Horrors. It was the first convention of that sort that I'd ever been to. Got to meet Jason Voorhees, Phantasm's Tall Man, the lovely, lovely Scream Queen Linnea Quigley. But one of the great treats or surprises of the weekend was getting to meet Bill Griffay. Now, honestly, until he started talking, I didn't really realize that I should be excited to meet Bill Griffay. But he had directed this film, Mako Jaws of Death, which I had watched growing up on television, and it just really made an impression on me. Richard Jekyll plays a guy named Sonny who talks to sharks, and you know, they do his bidding. What better movie can you have than a guy that can send sharks to eat people? You know, outside of Jaws, maybe. Now, it's been 5 years since I heard Bill tell this great story, but I'll try to do it justice for you. Unlike today's films, there were no PETA watchdogs on set, making sure that no animals were harmed during the making of the film. Let me assure you that sharks were indeed harmed. And unfortunately, kiddos, yes, sharks were killed during the making of the flick. One such unfortunate beastie was a pretty good-sized tiger shark that Bill had fished from the ocean and delivered to the beach for it to expire and await its close-up with Jennifer Bishop. If you remember, she was the lovely Karen in the film who donned a bikini and swam behind the bar at the Rustic Inn. She had a act with a shark, which was safely behind a screen, and she could swim with the shark, and it would be fine. And at the end of the film, well, the screen comes down, and poor Karen is devoured by the shark. Well, in order to get those exciting close-ups, you need a shark, and Bill had a shark, a dead shark, a dead tiger shark. Well, while they were waiting to shoot the scene, some of Bill's crew guys said, "Hey, you know, can we take some pliers and pull the teeth out here? We can get like $20 a tooth for them." And Bill didn't think anything of it. "Sure, go ahead, guys, take the teeth. You know, get what you can for them." Well, I take the dead shark. Jennifer gets in the water. Shark goes in the water after her. I start lunging this dead shark at Jennifer. But something happens. The shark reanimates. Yes, it's the living dead shark. And starts gumming her arms and legs. So what you see in the film is her being attacked by a toothless shark. It's supposed to be dead. But it wasn't. Very much alive, and had Bill not let his guys pull those teeth, he would have had a very unfortunate situation on his hands. And this just may be the reason Miss Bishop never made another film. And like Miss Bishop, this may well be my swan song too, so let me know what you think of this podcasting business. And if you've made it this far, you surely, surely deserve a prize. So drop me an email. The first 5 of you who do at feedback@cineschlockerama.com will receive a DVD from my gunny sack of goodies.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.